with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday.
By the way,
what? I was not done.
Oh, keep going.
The whole gang is here. No, I'm off. You threw me off. What's your by the way?
Now that we're getting close to winding down, getting rid of the People's Choice Award winning podcast, I think we need to set another goal for the podcast.
Okay.
To win something. So I'm going to look into that because I feel like we missed the Emmys.
I won an iHeartRadio podcast award.
We didn't even get nominated, so I feel...
You'd like to aim higher?
Yeah, I think we aim higher.
Yeah, we got... I mean, People's Choice Award was like... That was a big deal.
Yeah, there's
big.
Only so many awards that podcasts can receive.
However, I do think that it's a thriving metropolis that they're going to start including into other award shows. So I just feel like we need to keep our finger on the pulse. And really, maybe even petition for like the Grammys to have a podcast section.
Wow.
Well, if HQ can get an Emmy nomination.
That's what I'm saying. We need to think outside the box. So I will put that on my to-do list for the next 2 months.
Okay.
I don't know if either one of us put that on our intentions list.
I put it on mine.
Yeah, you guys made intentions lists for Tanya's birthday. Why did you do it, Becca, if it wasn't your birthday?
Because I like to show support wherever I can. That day was all about what Tanya
wanted. I think humoring
wanted.
Her is the better way of putting that.
I don't. To be honest, I love doing that stuff. I just don't think of it myself. So it's always a good time. Like, it's good for me to write that stuff down. Like, the things that I thought to write down were things that I hadn't even been thinking about, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they were subconsciously there, but until I started writing down stuff that I was like, I want to do this or like, I want to get rid of this in my life. I hadn't been like actively thinking about it until I was writing it down in that moment.
See, she did it because she wanted to.
And what kind of stuff was on there? If you don't mind being personal on that.
I think a lot of it was like a little bit deeper, like, you know, stuff that I've been talking about, like really focusing on loving myself, like regardless of people's expectations of me. Wanting to, I have like a big like release thing coming out in the fall that I can't talk about yet, but like really making that successful, you know, just things like that of like what I want to happen. Travel to 3 countries before the end of the year.
Wow.
So just stuff like that, and then things I wanted to get rid of was just like negativity, like thoughts that comparison thoughts, which I'm really excited we have. Mick, is it Zazon?
I think it's Zazon.
We talked about her last week on the podcast, but Tanya follows her and she's like all about positivity. And I think just like a lot of that stuff has been affecting me more. So I'm like done with it. It's out the window. Stop doing it. Just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? We don't really talk about our...
Yeah, like, it's funny because like we do it at the same time. So we set our intentions and we wrote those down at the exact same time Becca and I did. Mm-hmm. A lot of mine were like having more grace for myself and a lot of projects and things that I want to like. I've been talking about writing a book and like I'm like really going to do it this year. So
you only got 5 months left in the year here.
Well, no, like year meaning like
her birthday.
Birthday before you're 33. Okay.
Yeah. So mine were like very intentional like that, but then also pretty broad about like having grace for myself and really honing in on like my relationships with everybody in my life. And then a lot of the things that I wanted to get rid of were, I think self-doubt is a big thing for me. So I like want to like just completely get rid of that in terms of like how I speak to myself and the expectations that I have on myself. Sometimes I think I put a lot on my shoulders and I need to just like really just be patient with myself. And then so we do it and then we do the like we write it all down together and then we ripped up what doesn't serve us together and then we put them all in my pocket and we threw them in the trash together. But what I thought was so beautiful about that day, like, I think I'm really valuing one-on-one time with my friends more than ever because I think like life just gets so like crazy and we're always like we're at events together, we're doing the podcast together and but we never really get like a lot of one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. And like to me, that day was so perfect. Like, we had the most, lunch was, could not have been more perfect. We had, like, really deep conversations and, like, really got into, like, the nitty gritty and, like, just uninterrupted one-on-one time. I'm, like, really, really finding to be fulfilling in my life right now.
Yeah, it was a great day. I had a great day. My intentions that I write down are also based on Tanya's birthday because that's the only time I do them. So I have a whole year as well, mm-hmm. not just a few months until my birthday. Just wanted to clear that up, Mark.
Yeah.
The listeners.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a great day. I actually have, I was going to bring it up, but it's kind of big. So I didn't want to make, I don't know. It was heavy, but I have your gift in my car, but it's good. And it actually would have been so great for you to open on the podcast.
Aww.
I just got, it was heavy. I just,
do you want to save it for next week? I don't mind hanging out, not opening it for a week.
We have a lot next week.
We do?
No, we can just open it and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Next week is Dr. Screen Time Day.
Well, yeah, but I won't have anything to talk about.
That's true, because he's getting here next Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, how are we feeling about that? Can we talk about it? I feel so excited.
I do, too. So tell us about the preparations you're going through.
Okay. So preparation is starting today. It's almost like Jersey Shore. Like, I feel like I'm like gym tan laundry. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I need to, like, I'm going to eat super clean just because I want to, like, feel my best. You know, it's not necessarily about, like, dropping pounds, but it's more about, like, I want to feel my best while I'm here. So I'm like eating good. I want to get my nails done, get my wax. I was thinking about getting a spray tan.
Yeah, I say do it.
Spray tan, I think, might be one step too far.
I've done that all before and I felt fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I did it all in 1 week. I like got a body scrub. So I was like all nice and soft and got all, you know, just like fresh, like a baby.
Yeah.
Got a spray tan. The only thing about spray tans is the smell is like
not ideal.
It smells like a tan.
I know. And that's the thing. Like, I can smell spray tan on myself. So imagine somebody like kissing me and then like smell, you know what I mean? So maybe I do. Maybe I don't do the spray tan.
I think skip the spray tan. I think everything else is great.
Okay. So yeah, that's what we're doing. Cleaning my apartment.
Getting the patio ready.
Yeah,
the patio looking?
It looks, I mean, I only have my chair so far, so it's like not looking too good. But he told me that he wants to put up my twinkle lights because I was like, oh, I want to get the, I got these twinkle lights and I want to put them up in my patio. And he's like, I can do them for you like while you're at work one day or something. And I was like, well, I want to have them up like before you get here.
I kind of like it though.
I love it.
I like this little project. I mean, you could even help him. You guys could do it together.
Y'all are like drinking wine at night, like putting up the twinkle lights.
I think he was saying of like doing it while I'm like at work.
No, but we're saying it could be a project together.
I like it.
Oh, you do?
It's almost like trimming the tree together. You know, you're decorating your patio together.
Right. It's like a rom-com scene.
So yes. I decided I'm not going to put those up until he gets here.
We have had some questions on this today. Apparently Brad did a video in Vegas that may have given a clue.
Yes. Wait, I saw this.
So this is the funniest thing. So we were FaceTiming when we were in Vegas for the weekend and I brought him over cause Brad and I were like leaving and I was like, oh, I want you to meet, this is one of my best friends. I want you to meet him. And so, I'm introduced him to Brad, whatever. And then I said goodbye. And so Brad was vlogging like our whole trip to Vegas. And so he literally like just got the tail end of our conversation, like literally like maybe 2 seconds of our conversation. And then the main part of it was him being like, ooh, like, la, Tanya's not both her boyfriend, like making fun of me, you know? And I even told him, I was like, just make sure that there's not like, you know, that much of him. And he's like, there's barely anything. I was like, and you can't even see his face. Cut to, he posts the vlog and people are going crazy. And Brad's like, he's like, you can't see. He's like, I swear I watched it so many times. Like, I couldn't even see what this guy looked like.
Oh, people.
Yeah, I mean, Tanya, come on. They're
ravenous.
Professionals. Like, it's so far away. You can't even see. If I needed a detective in my life, I would literally go to the Facebook group.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm not hiring a detective. I'm
not only freeze framed it, they took it to the FBI. They were able to do some sort of matching and zooming in and face matching with every database in America. They checked stoplight cameras all over America to see where he's driving right now. I mean, they're good.
So he was like, do you want me to take the vlog down? I was like, no, it's so cute. I don't want you to take it down.
I mean, it's out. I mean, it's like, it's out there.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, there were people that were on the right track when you give them no information.
Right.
It's totally fascinating.
Totally. I know. Well, the things you can find out just from Instagram are like, like really, I've been impressed with my investigative skills in the past. I'm not going to lie.
And there's a lesson here. The puzzle pieces are always out there if somebody wants to look hard enough.
Yeah. And put them together.
Yeah. It's true.
So I will not, I think we need to update that we will not have an update next Monday because that's when he comes.
Right, because somebody gave themselves a calendar alert, didn't they? One of the listeners? Yeah. So move that back a week.
Move it back a week. So, the update will be not next Monday, but the Monday after.
Because he was supposed to come earlier, but he had some things that he had to do.
Yeah.
How long have the latest screen time dates been? FaceTime dates.
I mean, last week was like a lot just because like it was my birthday and then I was in Vegas. So the last one I think was like 2 hours.
That's so much.
I know.
And then how long is he staying?
4 days.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Flies back Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Flies in Monday. So really just 2 full days.
Yeah. And honestly, like I think it's better because I was thinking about if he were to come that Friday, it's like a lot of time. This to me feels like it's enough time to where we can like go on a couple dates and like really get to know each other, but it doesn't feel long to where it feels long.
It's a lot of pressure a weekend together.
Yeah. When we've never hung out before.
Right.
Yeah. Felt like married at first sight.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah. So this is good. Like, it's like we go on a date Monday night. I come to work. Put up lights. We go on another date Tuesday. He has something on Wednesday, and then he leaves Thursday.
And now all of them are right now trying to figure out the Wednesday itinerary of what this person might have.
Oh, my God.
it's cookie crumbs. No matter how hard you try.
You
it might be Thursday.
You posted some cookie crumbs, too. There were some cookie crumbs for the group. Mm-hmm.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Tanya Roddy Savvy Beach? Now they're doing that thing where they talk to each other and they lean back from the microphones. And so they don't want you to hear this part, but I guess I'll just.
I am terrible. So this is, can I just preface this with, I don't like keeping secrets.
Of course.
Not a secret keeper. I keep it real. I am 100% myself on this podcast, on the morning show. And I've been that way from day one because I think I said to you when I first started on the air, I was like, I can't lie because I'll forget my lies and keep a story straight. Like, so I don't like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only doing this to protect the other person that's involved.
Because previous guys have been inundated on their Instagrams and whatever.
Correct.
And that could scare a guy off.
Yes. So it's like, I want to just give it some time before anything. You know what I mean?
Ask Dr. Screen Time if he's being inundated, because I'd be very curious if he's getting a lot of Instagram.
Okay.
I don't even know if he has Instagram. But if
right,
he does,
he might not even have Instagram.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee he has quite a few DMs.
So that's the only reason why I'm trying to be like, not secretive, but just a little more cryptic.
It's
than
private.
Usual.
It's like you're just trying to be private because you're respecting. There's someone else in the relationship.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I mean, in the
non-relationship.
Whatever this is. Yeah.
Whatever this is.
Friendship.
All right, Mick Zazin is on the line, and we need to take a break first. So tell us about why you were so excited to get her on the show.
Okay, so I have been following this girl, Mick Zazin. I think she's just a great example of what I would like to see more on social media. She's stunning and she's just herself. She posts videos of her body and she's proud of her body and she looks incredible. But she doesn't use, you know, apps and things to contour or shade or blur or whatever. She just is. And I think it's cool to see.
And I'm told it's Zazin. Rhymes with raisin. There we go.
Oh,
Zazin.
Now we know.
Zazin.
All right. She's coming up next.
Swag.
Hello, everybody. We're back from commercials. And let's get right to it. We have Mick Zazin, like raisin, on the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're so great. I'm Becca, and we have Tanya.
Hi.
We also have Mark and Easton.
Hi.
Nice to meet you over the phone.
Okay, I just started following you like maybe a month ago because a girlfriend of mine actually suggested your profile to me. And I'm just obsessed with you, but I don't know much of your story. Why did you create, like, so basically for people that are listening, you can look her up. It's M-I-K, Z as in zebra, A-Z-O-N. And you are, first of all, you're stunning and you're just so yourself and you're so comfortable and confident in such a Instagram is such a place of just like what you see is just these size zero girls with no waist and big boobs. And it's like really intimidating. And I love your page. Why did you decide to do this and how did you get to where you are?
Well, thank you so much. I'm being showered with compliments and I don't know what to do with myself right now. but I actually started Instagram 3 years ago. I was a bodybuilder, power lifter, and I was like one of those fitness Instagrammers that was go hard or go home. And I was preaching self-love and I was, you know, preaching how working out could truly help you and your lifestyle. But in behind the scenes, I was really, really struggling and I was actually going through binge eating disorder. And before that, I had also gone through orthorexia and bulimia. And I wasn't sharing any of that with my following. And over the course of a year, I would say I gained around 80,000 followers. And I was understanding that I was completely just not sending the right message. And I knew in the back of my head, whether I was coming to terms with the truth or not, that at some point I was going to hit rock bottom. And I did. I think it was around a year and a half ago. I was actually on an influencer trip with a travel company and I had dieted myself down so much to the point where I just hit an all-time low. I was so depressed. I was so depleted from food and just coming to terms with my own emotions that I called my parents. I was living across the country from where I grew up and I called my parents and I said that I needed to move home. And it was from then on that I started speaking my truth. I started sharing my journey in eating disorder recovery and how mental health is just as important as physical health and how, you know, media plays a big role in mental illness. And here I am now.
I have a question for you. I'm not familiar with orthorexia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that for people listening?
Yeah, so I was actually on the Today Show, what was it, like 3 months ago, about orthorexia. And basically, it's this eating disorder that is not yet confirmed with NIDA. NIDA is National Eating Disorder Awareness. So for all of you guys listening, if you are struggling with your eating habits, I would highly recommend going on their website. But orthorexia is basically clean eating, like just taking it to the extreme. That's the simplest form that I can explain it as. For instance, I would cry in restaurants when I would find out that my food was cooked in olive oil and not spray. The spray zero calorie olive oil. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If they accidentally put in one full egg instead of like full egg whites, it's little things like that that alter your life. That's orthorexia.
So it's almost like an obsessive version. It's like eating clean.
You know what's funny? Somebody, it's actually not funny, but somebody told me that I was like borderline orthorexia at one point because I was so fixated on like how all my food was being prepped. And like it was when I was like really just like super, super aware of everything I was putting in my body and like how they cook stuff at restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I would like ask them like, don't cook my fish with butter and la, 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 la. Like it was like to that point where and Becca, you know, I was like really like I was like really on the but now I mean, I can go out to eat and I can if there's like something weird in my food, I'm like, whatever. But I was, it is, because it's like, it's almost like you have this relationship with food and fitness and health, but it really, sometimes you can really be walking a fine line between healthy and not healthy. And I think being really aware of like where you stand on that line is super important because it really is a fine line.
It's a fine line and it's completely normalized in social media. I mean, there's fad diets going around that people just do without doctors recommending it and they're saying that they're healthy, but in reality, they're just damaging their relationship with food and it's ruining their lives.
Yeah.
It's funny. Once again, not funny. It's interesting that you mentioned going on the influencer trip because I recently went on one and, you know, most of the girls there were just like literally their bodies were insane and like perfect. And I remember being like, it put me in a weird place that I hadn't been before with myself. And I remember telling my friends, I was like, something happened that was not good, like mm-hmm. mentally. And so I kind of had to take a step back and like go through this whole thing of just because that's them doesn't mean that you're any less beautiful or confident, you know, like but it was interesting how it affected me.
Yeah. And the kicker is that it's happening every single day when women open up their phones and open up Instagram. Like yeah. comparison is just there right in front of you as soon as you open your phone, which is why I always, always, always say to my followers, unfollow everybody that makes you feel like you have to be a lesser version of yourself. Because and unfollow people in real life if that's really what it's come to, because you don't need that energy. You don't need to try to change yourself in order to feel accepted. And those friends that you can communicate that to, like if you're having issues, I made a hashtag just recently called being the bigger friend. And I explained that if you feel comfortable telling your friends that you are struggling with your body image and that, you know, being bigger than you and your other friends is something that you're really struggling with, and having them accept it and support you through it, those are the people that you need to keep around. The other people, you know, I don't know, but unfollowing people in real life and on social media is super important.
And so Beck and I were talking about this last week, and I was like saying how, and it's crazy that I have to say it's brave of you to post like unedited photos on your Instagram. But I do think in this world that we're living in on Instagram, like I do feel like, when you post a photo or you post a video, when you posted it for the first time, were you like, I just need to hear about that process because everybody's so insecure yeah. about everything that they post. And, mm-hmm. and I was like, she's just so brave. And I was like, it's not brave. You're just posting yourself.
No, but what I was yeah. saying last week, like when we were talking about it, it's not that it's not brave. It's just, it is a sad thing that in this world, posting a photo of how we look is considered brave because yeah. of what our society is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it yeah. is brave. It just is like a weird time
yeah.
that's what's brave, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I always say that it's brave, but it's also just what's needed. And I truly believe the reason why I have the courage to do what I do is because I've been through hell and back, HE double hockey sticks, I hope I can cuss. Oops, yeah. sorry. with my relationship with my food and my body. And I just knew in the back of my head that there was a reason why I struggled so hard for so long. And honestly, I still get butterflies when I post something very vulnerable. Like I posted my razor burn for the first time, 2 weeks ago.
I saw that.
I was so scared out of my mind. I had my best friend sitting next to me and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm really, really scared, but I feel like it's needed because I can't be the only one. There's no way that I'm the only one. And so I posted it and I watched it blow up and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I felt comforted because everybody wants that Me Too moment.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, every time I get on Instagram and see someone who's posting photos that aren't edited or that show cellulite or, you know, like a normal sized waist, it's like, oh yeah.
mm-hmm. A breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
It really is. I think I'm just so aware of it now because I think we're just inundated with it. So I feel like your page and your message and everything that you're doing is just so needed. And if we can shed some light on it, I'm just so happy and thankful and grateful for you being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. I was so excited when I heard, okay, you guys, I was actually listening to your podcast. No one had told me about that you guys messaged or mentioned me in the podcast, and I was listening to it and I was mopping my floors and I heard my name and I was like, what? I was like, did they just get that right? I'm confused.
And then I
messaged you.
Which was awesome, by the way. I was like, oh my God. So we want to tell everybody that they can get your HIT program at Mick Zat. It's Zazen.
Zazen.
Why can't I say your last name right?
Mick, it's confusing.
Mick Zazon, .com. It's MIKZAZON.com. And what else is going on with you that everybody can check out?
I own a retreat business. So basically 6 times a year, we gather 20 women and have a really, really fun weekend full of empowerment and just, friendship building activities like rafting and all of that. And, we have one coming up in a week actually in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but we're going to be opening up new ones here soon.
That's awesome. And then really quick before you go, for anybody that's listening, if you have a friend or if you feel like you might be borderline any of these eating disorders, what is something that somebody should do if they feel like they're on that path? Something that's like proactive that you did?
The first thing that really actually worked for me was saying my truth out loud to myself and then telling someone that I trusted, saying and coming to terms with what you're going through is very, very important, because when you speak your truth, you can actually hear it. It's better than writing it down. It's better than typing it on a computer. Say it and really internalize it, and then figure out a plan, whether that's, you know, reaching out to a friend, a loved one, or finding professional help.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it and everything that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
We really like those new sound waves that come in and out.
Kind of professionalism. Yeah, thanks.
Those markers, we call them.
I requested them, but Ethan actually made them.
Wow, a team.
Mm-hmm. We need
That's
to
what
share
we call
credit.
A team.
Yeah. I love her.
I know. I think it's so interesting because when I post a photo of like no makeup, no filter, I'm like, wow, I'm changing the world. And it is like a weird thing that you feel so vulnerable to. I look at my old Facebook albums and I posted every photo I ever took.
Totally.
With no,
I know
there was
nothing.
No app, there was no filter. There would be two of the same photo with slight differences. They got posted, all went into the album. And it's like, those days were so nice.
I remember though, there's this girl I follow. She just has this like banging body. And I was at this, we're all at this like big meal together. And I remember just like kind of like observing, and she just drank coffee the whole meal. And I was like, that's what's on the other side. Do you know what I mean?
It's not healthy.
It's totally not healthy. Yeah. But it's like, sometimes I also think like, we're like, oh, it's, you know, the people have genetics and they're built that way. And then sometimes I'm like, some of these people are actually starving themselves.
Yeah. And you know, there's Instagram pages that I'm on the borderline of like, where I feel about it, but there's a part of it that's good. But basically they find photos, like unedited photos of people, like influencers or like celebrities, and then compare it with the photos that they post, like in the same outfit or at the same event. And like the amount of things that you can do to a photo, like it's shocking. And I think it helps a lot of people be able to think like, oh, what I'm seeing isn't necessarily the truth. But it also is like a little bit. I don't know. I mean, you put it out there, but it's still.
But that's why I love Mick so much, because like she just is.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She just like posts it and is like, here it is.
Yeah.
If you can relate, awesome.
Yeah. I have cellulite in the back of my legs.
Never posted them.
Yeah. Never posted it.
I know. And when people are like, oh my God, your skin is perfect. I'm like, no, I have like hyperpigmentation. I have pores.
Well,
but everybody does.
Support.
Everybody's got something. That's the totally. There's so much self-consciousness around here. Yeah. Like when we're at the pool or the beach and I see like a woman who's like 9 months pregnant and she's in this tiny bikini and I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Because that's you. I mean, you don't have to cover up because of that. Just be whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
I have daughters, so I worry about all this stuff, you know? I mean, they're getting to that age and we've raised them to be modest.
Right.
And hopefully that will continue. But I don't know. It's such a tough world of influences out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we're just inundated with it.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah. So everybody go follow her.
Mick Zazon.
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot of great questions. I just want to say we have a couple here that I can read.
But
and by the way, somebody, was it Victoria, emailed me. Or she said she sent me a message. I have not gotten any message on any platform, so I don't know what that was. Sorry about that. if you could pick one person to date from this season of Hannah B's Bachelorette season, who would you pick?
Tyler C.
Okay, that was easy.
Yeah, I'd probably go Tyler C.
Wow, it's unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the only choice, really.
Is Mark bald? Now, why is that a question? I don't know.
I need to know. Who asked this?
I don't know. I'll find it here. I got it
because
here somewhere.
I want to know like if they just hear your voice and think.
Well, yeah. That's
what
it is.
I sound bald?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, when they like listen to things, they have like this perception of what that person is. I remember when I first started the morning show and I started like going to events and think people would meet me and they were like, oh my gosh, I thought you had like long brown, or no, like long dark brown hair, like surfer girl. I was like, oh, I sound like a surfer girl.
People expect me to be incredibly muscular and like chiseled jaw and everything. Like that.
It's so weird.
That's just not the reality.
I always got fat and bearded. That's what people always assumed I was, fat and bearded.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It must be because your voice is so deep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I was in the beginning of that video, so clearly, I mean, hopefully I didn't appear bald there, because I'd not.
Is your voice that deep?
It's pretty deep.
Oh. It's rich.
Yeah, it's rich and buttery.
Thank you.
Yeah, comforting.
Becca, are you still in contact with Prince Farmeen, Chris, and how is he doing if you are?
I'm not in contact with him. I think the last time I saw him was at a wedding like 2 years ago, and he was good at that time. I always enjoy seeing him and catching up, but I don't speak to him or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I unfortunately was, we were watching The Bachelor at a group of friends the other night, and it was like after the hometown visit from Hannah B season, and they were like, we want to see your hometown. Woof. Rough time. So I got to relive a moment with the Prince Farming, but I haven't spoken to him in real life in quite some time.
Okay, gotcha. Marnie. That's kind of a thought provoker. Do you think your relationship should be easy if they're the one for you, or are some relationships harder but worth fighting for?
That is a good question.
That is a good question, because I could see an instinct being like, look, we've been together a year and we're fighting all the time. This isn't the one for me.
I think there's a difference between fighting all the time, actually fighting all the time, and seeing and like just being a little bit different, because I don't think it's realistic to find somebody that's going to be 100% agreeing with you and doing things that you like to. Like, I think every individual is different, so you're never going to find somebody that's 100% on the same page as you always. So I do think that relationships require compromise, but I do think fighting is different than compromise.
Yeah, that's a hard line to find. It's a hard line to find when this is not worth fighting for, or when it's tough, but it is worth fighting for.
Right.
Becca. Well, there's all. Okay, thank you, Mark. I feel like there's the relationship is like my relationship is very easy, like with each other, but there's things that make it difficult that we have to like have conversations about a lot, but it's not necessarily fighting. It's just like compromise, yes, but also more just like communication.
Right.
But I wouldn't say it feels hard. Like if a relationship felt like hard work, as more like there's hard work and then there's, or no, I was going to say there's fighting with each other and then there's fighting for each other. And I think it's like if the relationship is like worth fighting for, then I don't imagine that you would be fighting with each other all the time. If that makes sense.
Like you guys have, not
a lot
fights,
of differences.
Differences.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily like fighting with each other.
No, it's just like learning about each other in a relationship where I've never had as many differences, if that makes sense. So it's a lot of communication and like kind of just like understanding things that maybe we haven't experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't want to be in a relationship that is just like hard all the time.
Hard, yeah.
That
hard
sounds exhausting.
Not fun.
Yeah, I've always, and I've said this before, but I've never found it hard to be with Amy. And we're next this weekend, we hit 17 years of marriage.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
But I've never felt like when people say, oh, marriage is so hard. Oh, it's a lot of work. I've always felt like, geez, it's really not, but maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I should be working harder because everything seems pretty
right.
great. But on the other side of this, I always say that raising kids is hard.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard. And that, and really the source of our differences comes, always kind of emanates from that. Not necessarily, I think they should do this and I think they should do that. It just, it always comes from that. It comes from the kids in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stress on the relationship. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens when they're up and moving away and all that stuff and mm-hmm. how it kind of, you reconnect with each other at that
mm-hmm.
point or mm-hmm. you don't even know each other anymore.
Right.
Seems like it can go either way.
Totally.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, next. Hannah has a question. While we're on the subject of Becca's relationship,
oh, great.
How does Becca's significant other feel about her being so private?
I think it's just like we both agree on it. There's been times where it's been hard because, I mean, it's hard. That's like when you're saying, like, I'm not a secretive person and I think I'm definitely more private than you. But it's hard sometimes because a lot of the things I do, like, we're together. So
right.
it's like, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm being private or, you know, keeping this private. So I'm not going to post about it. But, yeah, I think we both are just, like, understanding of it.
Some people, when they're not included on your Instagram, constantly are like, oh, you're ashamed of me? What's going on? How come
yeah.
you're not bragging about me all the time? We get calls
had,
on all the time
on that. We had a few of those moments,
okay.
but we've since gotten past it.
Okay,
I think
good.
Because my last relationship was so public, it's like, why am I not getting that attention?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that's the reason why, because that
right.
last one was so public.
Right.
All right, let's see. Next, Tanya, are you purposely leaving Easter eggs for Dr. Screen Time? I don't think you purposely are doing that.
No. It's definitely not purposefully. And like, shoot.
Like, she thought she was being so good. And
I'm like yeah, I'm clearly
the
worst at this. And what's so funny is I'm like, I really tried to make a point. Even the beginning of all this, like I told Mark, I told Ryan, I told Becca. I was like, I really want to like... not give details and like really try to be, you know, very incognito, and I'm just failing. So, sans.
Okay.
Sans.
Did you see someone posted something about sans and then another person was like, Tanya, this word has been around for like centuries or whatever. Tanya did not invent the word sans. And the girl's like, I know. I was just saying I've noticed the word now more.
Yeah, I'm not claiming I invented that word, by the way.
Emily has a question for Tanya. How do you stay motivated to work out every day after working all day?
Tell us, Tanya. Help us.
It's not even like, okay, I think you shift the mindset from motivated to it's not even like, I'm not motivated to work out. I just work out every day. Does that make sense?
No.
So it's like part
oh,
of my,
no,
it's part of my daily schedule. So it's like, I get up, I go to work every day because like that's what you do. And I work out every day because like that's what I do.
But I also think, there are rare people or I mean, not, I guess not rare to me. They're rare because I could not be more opposite. But like you enjoy working out and you get like,
yeah.
like you look forward to it. And I think there's other people who do have to feel motivated because there's no high or excitement about it. There is an endorphin high after.
Yeah.
But getting there.
Like it's so I haven't worked out the last 2 days because I was in Vegas and then I was just been like not hungover, but just like so tired from Vegas. So I haven't worked out in 2 days and I literally feel so weird today. Like I cannot wait to go home and like go on a run.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's weird for me too.
We did go on a walk last week, though.
In your new neighborhood. I heard all about it.
Yeah.
And we ran for like a minute. I thought I was going to die.
I hate running. Running's the worst.
I felt like everything in my body was like bouncing. Like
Here's
my organs.
And people are going to say I'm just being lazy. And maybe I am. I think running is bad for you. I do. I'm sorry. I think it messes up your knees. I think
for
it's
sure.
bad in the long run. And I don't even understand these people who run marathons and ultra marathons.
Yeah.
One of our friends just ran a 24-hour marathon. Like, what are you doing that cannot be good for your body? I don't get any
of it. I don't think
it.
It's good for your knees. I really don't. I do think I have some, like, liquid in my knee right
yeah,
now
probably.
From running. But I forgot that, like, so you know where we walk and, like, where we live is a very populated area?
Mm-hmm.
So I had my church conference this weekend
and
Ryan Good came up to me and he was like, I've seen you literally 3 days in a row on your run, like in the same area. And I was like, oh my gosh, why don't you like honk or say hi or something? And he's like, oh, like, you know, you're doing your thing. And I was like, I think I forget that there's like a lot of people that live in that section where I run. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like a little bit more self-conscious about my run. Like, I'm like, I need to make sure I'm like, have good posture and like, do you know what I mean?
Improve your form.
Improve my
keep
form.
Your knees up, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Speaking of your run, you had a great brush with celebrity that you need to tell us about.
Guess who I saw on my run the other day?
Who?
This is a big one.
Tell her the story and then she can guess.
Okay. So I'm running and I don't want to say exactly where, but it was in front of a coffee shop.
Okay.
And so I like run and I make eye contact with them and they make eye contact with me and I smile and they smile. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. I was already too far gone to like stop and say hi. So then I was like, I'll just make a loop around this block and I'll come back around and then I'll go in and I'll buy a coffee and like make conversation. Cause I just like, I'm so obsessed. So I go back around and guess what? I didn't do it the second time. Bless you.
Bless you, Becca.
I completely missed my
you
chance.
You chickened out on the second time.
I chickened
time.
Out on the second
time. Perfectly opportunity. Bless you again.
Yeah.
I'm having allergy problems.
I chickened out.
The second time. I love
okay,
that you went
wait.
Around just for the purpose of seeing them,
yeah.
and then you chickened out, because I could totally see myself doing that.
Totally.
So you've met this person before.
Okay,
not.
Here we go. We're going to make it a game. You can only ask yes or no questions about who this person
okay.
is, and
okay.
that's how you have to figure it out.
Okay.
How many do I get? Like 20?
20 seems like a lot.
No, I'll be quick.
Okay, go.
Okay. Is it a boy?
Well, it was a pair. It was a pair. So
no,
should
but
I focus
I think we
on
focus
the,
on
okay,
the
okay,
what?
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Is it a boy?
No.
Is she a singer?
Yes.
Is she an actress?
Yes.
Ooh. Is she in a TV show?
Yes.
Is the TV show still on air?
Yes.
Is she on Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Oh. Is she under 30?
Double checking. I don't think so.
She might be, actually.
Is she under 30?
Oh, okay.
Does she have brown hair?
No.
Does she have long hair?
Yes.
So she has blonde hair.
Blondish.
Blonde,
yeah.
She has blonde hair. Is the TV show that she's on current?
Yes.
Is she also in movies?
Yeah, yes.
Is she married?
No. She's not married. She's engaged.
Oh, that's a big clue right there.
That's a big clue.
Who just got engaged?
Just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And she was with this fiancé.
Is the fiancé famous?
Yes. I know.
What?
It's so good. It's literally so good.
Mark's like saying.
I mean, he's not.
He's super famous.
Okay.
Mark
super
doesn't
famous.
Know.
Famous. Fine.
Oh, my God. How many questions am I on?
Like 100? I don't know. I've lost track.
What questions am I
We're in Studio City.
Are we counting how many she got
what
wrong?
What does that mean?
No.
She's, like, known for being around town.
In Studio City?
Mm-hmm. She's always photographed around town.
I don't know whose photo. I don't do my pop culture reads. Give me a hint.
Your hint is that Easton is also obsessed with her.
Okay. I overheard you talking this morning, and I didn't know for certain, but now I'm really excited.
Here's
Hillary
your,
Duff? Wow. You haven't met her?
No, not like in person. I was like totally going to go and just like introduce myself and be like, you're
you
on the podcast.
You could have, because she's been on this show.
Yes.
She's been on Ryan's show.
Yes. It was full. Like I had the door. The door was open. The door was open for me to walk through and I didn't walk through the door. I chickened out. Lame.
Could have been so
Easton
nice.
Would have gone up.
yes, I would have. I would have played her the song that we wrote about her.
I was really upset about it, but it was very
maybe
thrilling.
Another chance will come around.
So you didn't go around a third time? You just went home?
Yeah. Because at that point, like, Brad was coming to pick me up, and I was like, I just got to get home and shower.
And then you went to Vegas and saw Gwen Stefani, and you got some quality time with Gwen Stefani.
I mean, are y'all like, is she going to be on the podcast? What do we do?
That's
possible.
That
actually.
Is... Like, I'm not even kidding. That's super possible.
Let's get her.
When I tell you, I have never experienced anything like this. Like, I looked at Sisney and I was like, does she think we're like Jennifer Aniston or something? Like, she was shouting us out during the show in Vegas. She was all over her Instagram talking about how excited she was that we were in the audience. And then we go back to get a drink with her after the show. And like, J-Lo does this thing too, where they bring you back to like their dressing room. And the room usually was like, between like 30 and 50 people. It's like friends and family and like industry people. It was me, Brad, Sisney Nelson, Gwen Stefani, assistant. Wow. Six of us for 2 hours. For 2 hours. Talking to us like we
did
were
you play
just,
Jenga? Like, what do you do for 2 hours?
Oh, we were talking life, love.
FaceTimes for 2 hours. Like, no problem.
Like, life, love, the pursuit of happiness.
And she got personal with you guys. We're not going to divulge secrets, but she really opened up.
She totally opened up. Like, it was bizarre. Like, I was like, this is the coolest experience I have ever had in my life. Like, it was beyond. I want to go back to the show. We have to go back to the show because the show was so good.
So fun.
Yeah.
Your dress looked bomb.
That was your dress.
It looks so good.
Thank you. Felt good. But anyways, so we have to go back. And like, it was beyond.
Speaking of, I thought the person that you saw was Jennifer Aniston. That's why I was like, is the TV show current?
Oh.
I'd freak out.
I would never go up to Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I would. I like, that would be like, well, I don't know. I thought I would go up to Ellen Pompeo and I didn't do that either. In my mind, I'd go.
What Jennifer would you Aniston say to Jennifer Aniston?
I love you.
I'm sure she gets that every day.
Yeah. Like, I would just be like, whatever. I'll literally probably never see her again. And I just need to let her know
how much you love her.
Just
would
like,
you ask
forever.
Her for a photo?
Depending on her, like,
mood.
Yeah. The vibe I felt.
She's so great whenever we've had her on.
She's
amazing. The best. So yeah. Who knows what she's like in real life. But she's like, all indications are that she's pretty awesome.
I know.
Hillary Duff, I think, would have been good.
I think so, too.
Hillary
and you
Duff
know what?
Would have been, like, y'all could have exchanged numbers, maybe.
I wasn't even going to, like, ask for anything because I, like, looked so gross. Like, ugh. But I just wanted to.
What is that? What is that? Who cares?
Well, like, I don't need to take, like, a selfie when I'm, like, dripping sweat. I don't want anybody near me when I'm dripping sweat. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, sans. But
sans what?
She would have been.
Tell me about sans
selfies.
Okay. Selfies. Okay.
She would have been like, I feel like she would have been really cool.
Yeah, she would have.
And she was sitting there with her fiance
just
on a bench,
drinking coffee.
I mean, they're practically asking for a meet and greet.
I know. Like, I was like, "Where's the line?"
They were waiting for you to run back around.
What was the disguise situation? Were there sunglasses?
Yeah,
no, no sunglasses.
No hat.
He had a hat on, I think.
He did. She didn't?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What was her outfit? Like a younger t-shirt?
No, I don't remember exactly what she was wearing.
What kind of coffee was she drinking?
Don't know.
Did it look hot or dark?
I was running.
Iced or hot?
I think it was hot.
That you remember, but not her outfit.
I was running fast, you guys.
Yeah, she's a quick runner. She's flying by, just sprinting.
Off the air, will you give me the name of the coffee shop she was in front of?
Yes, I will.
And the general time frame she was
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
But
I also want to talk. Well, are we done? Is our podcast over?
No, we need to talk about Open Fit, which is a perfect transition right now because if you're exercising and you're sweating and you're selfies. And then we got to get into the diet swap because a lot of follow-up on that.
Let's talk about Open Fit. So Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. You can work out with amazing trainers like Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or the newest workout, which is Rough Around the Edges, with six of the most badass stunt women in the business. So if you're going on vacation soon or you're worried about the hotel, if they might not have a gym or not, basically you just need a computer, a TV, a tablet, a smartphone, and even Roku.
My favorite trainer on there that I've seen is Hunter McIntyre with his Tough Mudder workout. Doesn't seem like something I'd enjoy, but It's actually super fun. You'll be amazed how quickly the changes can happen. Your abs will get tight and toned, which is the best feeling, without the pain and strain of high impact movements.
OpenFit has changed the way that I work out. And if you text our code BECCA to 303030, you can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. So right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text BECCA to 303030.
You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, the nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text BECCA to 303030. That's 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. Just send a message to 303030, and the message should be BECCA.
When is the diet swap going down? Because maybe that should happen this week, so we can talk about that next week and then focus the following week on Dr. Screen Time.
She won't do it because she says she wants to be snatched for Dr. Screen Time.
You weren't snatched on Friday night. You were eating brownie out of a jar.
There's the thing. Like, I'm still pissed about that, by the way, because this person sold me on this brownie in a jar. She's like, "It's the best thing you can get here, la la la." Like, 'cause I really wanted the cinnamon roll, and she talked me into this brownie in a jar, and then I ate it, and I was like, "This is not good." I'm so pissed because if I'm gonna like eat something bad, I want it to be good. So, anyways, yes. However, I feel like now I just want to focus this week on just being my best, like mind, body, soul, and I just want to feed my body with nutrients. Not this garbage that BECCA eats on the regular. No offense. So we did decide that we are going to do it on a day where we can eat all of our meals together.
And we're going to film it.
So weekend situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted to augment the diet you gave BECCA, Tanya.
Yes, because I realized I forgot the way that I start my day every single day.
Oh, yeah. Celery juice. Don't start it like that every single day. You haven't been doing that consistently.
I have been doing it consistently.
No, it's not on your story, which means you're not doing it. And you know that's true.
Okay, first of all, it's not true. I got a little shade by our social media guy. Do you guys remember when Mark Inocencio was telling... I can't remember. We were talking about it on the morning show. And he said something about, like, Tanya, we don't want to see your celery juice every day. And so now it's like a little bit of a thing. Where I'm like, I don't want to post it all that much.
Great.
Yeah, but you did it this morning, for example?
Yeah. I mean, I obviously don't do it when I'm like in Vegas and stuff.
I have a juicer, so are you going
to
make it for me?
Happy to.
We have like a slumber party and you make it for me?
I mean, we live less than a mile away, so I'm happy to make it for you.
Do I have to get up at the same time? Are we doing that?
Well, I'm probably going to want to eat my breakfast when I wake up, so yeah.
Yeah, you got your hearty Pop-Tarts ready and waiting.
With butter.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Like, honestly, you have the best situation here.
Oh, totally.
Everyone on the Facebook group was like, they were a little grossed out by the Dr. Pepper in the morning, but like everyone was like, I would be starving if I had to eat Tanya's diet. I'm like, yeah.
BECCA's is a dream diet. If everybody could eat the way BECCA eats, we all would.
But guess what? It's going to make me feel like a piece of mud.
Okay, for a day, you can feel a little bit down.
No, yeah, who wants to feel like mud for a day?
You're not going
to
feel like mud.
That's a great description. I kind of feel like mud every day.
Yeah, like, I don't want to feel like mud at all. I don't. I want
it's
to be...
It's like a thin mud, though. Like, it washes right off.
Guess what I feel like every day? The way I eat.
Water.
I feel like...
Water. I don't know.
I feel like...
Hungry,
I
starving.
Feel like a star in the orbit.
A starving orbit?
No, not a star. Like a star that's orbiting the globe,
looking
and like
for
shining,
food, looking
and
for something,
looking
to eat.
For its friends, and just orbiting. Not mud. So well, that's why I don't want to do it. Before.
I would like somewhere in between, if I'm being honest.
I don't need to be a star. Right.
Starving orbit, and I also I could clear some mud, honestly.
So do you feel like your diet makes you feel a little muddy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
an
honest
thing. But when I try to clean it up, I also feel horrible for a little bit.
True.
And that's tough. That feels like quicksand.
Okay, so why don't we get a date on the books of when we're going to do this? Can you get your calendar out?
The difference in our friendship is this right here. Her scheduling the day that we're like...
You're not a scheduler?
No. Oh. Okay. What? August 3rd? It's a Saturday.
I have a wedding that day.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Who's getting married?
How about the 4th? Okay. And my friend Janice and her fiance Dave.
I love those two.
I do too. It's going to be a great
diet
wedding.
Swap with Tanya.
Sunday the 4th?
Yep.
Oh, that's good, because then Monday the 5th, we can get into it the next day. I like that.
Get into it deep.
Great. Great.
Do we have any quizzes that we could take? I really enjoy those.
Did you put it in your calendar for the 4th?
Yeah, I marked it as all day.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is a gift that keeps on giving, because I get her for a whole day.
I'm going to be grouchy, too. I'm going to be so hungry.
You're not going to be hungry. You wait. You watch.
Hungry for a lot. Like, I'm going to be watching you eating the Crunchwrap Supreme, just like eating my vegetables. Like, it's not fair.
So we're going to go to Taco Bell together, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to film you ordering the deliciousness.
I can't wait.
So sick. Would you really go to Vegas and go back to Gwen with me?
1,000%.
Because, like, when I tell you, I knew every single song. I forget how many songs she has. You know every word.
I love going to concerts where you're like, oh, I don't know if I really know a lot of her music. And then you sing every word, every song.
Every single song. There's one cover that she did that I did not know. The
Tide Is High, which most humans do know.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really big hit and still gets played a lot. Holla Back Girl was the opener.
She opened with Holla. Yeah.
Then Bathwater.
You know Bathwater.
Oh, I do.
Sing a little Bathwater, Tanya.
Yeah.
Because I love to watch in your old bathwater make me feel like I couldn't love another. I can't help it. You're my kind of man. No, do you love
I don't
love
think
to?
I know that one.
Oh, that was a big hit.
A big hit.
But I don't. I mean, Tanya's tone is so.
Honestly, I thought she kind of nailed it.
Oh, she did? Okay, yeah, so then I don't know it.
Okay, next song.
Okay.
Baby Don't Lie. I don't know. I don't really
baby
know.
Baby Don't Lie.
It's My Life. That's a cover, but that was a big hit for No Doubt.
Like Bon Jovi.
It's My Life.
No, not Bon Jovi.
Don't you forget. It's My Life.
No? Oh, yeah.
Okay. It never
takes a second.
Spider Webs. You know that one, right?
Do I?
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in the spider web, so leave a message and I'll call you back.
I don't know that one.
That one was omnipresent.
I'm slightly
in the summer
concerned
of what,
for
97,
you.
97, 98? Oh, Easton got Becca some allergy medication. That's very nice.
Do we have any idea if this is 24 hours or 12 hours? Do I take one?
I don't know. That was the only information I was given. Okay, it's non-drowsy.
You know, I think you know Spider Web.
You have to know
that
Spider
was
Web.
A huge hit.
I don't think I do.
I'm walking in the spider web.
Leave a message and I'll call you back.
No? Weird. Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning, should have left me yesterday without any warning. I thought I knew you.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Maybe you shouldn't go to Vegas.
Maybe I
keep going. Keep going.
Underneath It All.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Then The Tide Is High, we mentioned. How about Ex-Girlfriend?
I kind of always knew I'd end up your ex-girlfriend. Oh, I hope I hold a special place with the rest of them all the time. No.
Wow. Hella good.
Got me feeling hella good, so I'll make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Rich Girl.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, love
That's a good
cool.
one. Luxurious. I don't think I know Luxurious.
Sing it or give me the tune.
I don't know it. I just said I don't know.
Hold on. You do know it.
I don't think so.
I don't know about Becca, though.
She covered Umbrella. You know Umbrella, right?
Under my Umbrella,
song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
love.
A good one. What You Waiting For? That's kind of a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
What You Waiting? What You Waiting For?
Used to Love You. Oh, that's the one that really gets Tanya in the gut.
Why does that get you in the gut?
Because the lyrics to that song are unlike anything I have ever... I have never been able to verbalize the way I've felt more about somebody in my entire life until I heard that song. And I will never forget this day because we were talking about it right after it came out. I was talking about it on the morning show and Gwen was in the car and she was listening to the radio and she Instagrammed us talking about her song. And I was like, oh,
that's pretty awesome.
It was crazy. So I brought that up to her like multiple times after the show.
Misery.
So put me out of my misery. Put me out of my misery.
Not ringing any bells there. How about Don't Speak? You know that one.
Yeah, okay. Know that one.
All right. Make Me Like You.
Why'd you have to go and make me like you? This is a feeling I'm not used to.
Oh, that sounds cute.
It's so cute.
Hey, Baby. You know that
one. Yeah.
Just a Girl. Yeah. Classic. featured in the movie Captain Marvel, which I watched this weekend. And she closed with The Sweet Escape.
If I could escape.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
And recreate a place of my own world. Own world.
And I could be your favorite girl.
Yeah. So you're like 50-50 on the...
Yeah, I could learn some of those, though. Sounds like something I could roll the windows down to.
I actually want you to put all those songs on a playlist and just rock out to it for an hour, and you will literally feel like
just empowered.
Empowered, like all the things. Like, she really took us through a journey, and I was like on the way with her.
All right. You asked for a quiz? I put together a quiz.
I love a quiz.
It's a
Friends
quiz.
Wait, what was the song that she
you know
said
what?
That
Tanya never fulfilled her duties of me winning the last quiz.
She never does. Tanya, you were looking up Luxurious.
Thank you.
Well, I got a look right there.
Wow. Like, she you, if does. Looks could kill, you're on the floor through the wall.
She never does.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I expect that was something I'd expect from myself, not from you.
Oh, yeah. Like Egyptian cotton, working so hard every night and day, and now we get the payback. The pay. Wow.
I don't think I know that one either.
So, yeah, I feel like I was good 50-50.
50-50. But still, listen to Spiderwebs, because I think you'd be like, oh, of course, I've heard the song a trillion times.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here are your questions. We're going to do this. Here's how we'll do it. I'll ask you a question. I have five questions. Whoever has the most points after five questions is the winner. I'll go back and forth, and you'll have the opportunity to steal if the other person gets it wrong. All right?
Okay.
Fair enough? I'll have to do a sixth question, actually, to make it fair. Three each. So let's do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. You will not shoot until you say go. You'll do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. That's what it is. And on shoot, you will fire your shot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I win.
And the paper crushed, covered the rock of Becca's. All right. So, Tanya, you get the first question. What was... Sorry. Lost it right here. Here it is. Here we go. What was Monica's apartment number?
Three.
Okay. It is not three for the steal, Becca.
Six.
20.
Oh.
No points awarded. First round has gone by. Next question.
Pointing that I didn't know that.
What is the name of Joey's stuffed penguin? Becca, you'll go first on this one. What is the name of Joey's stuffed penguin? These are hard, huh?
I know this one.
Is it Mr. something?
I cannot answer that question.
Oh, my God.
Is there a time limit here?
Oh, my gosh. Relax.
You either know it or you don't.
No, I literally just watched this episode the other day. So
me
it's
too.
Fresh on my mind.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are so stressful. I don't know it. Mr.
Right.
Fluffigans.
What is the steal, Tanya?
That would be Hugsy.
Hugsy is correct. Very nice. That's 1 point for Tanya.
What was the rules if I lose?
I don't think we established anything.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. Tanya actually has to fill.
What was
her.
The last one that she didn't do that she was supposed to?
I didn't
to?
Take Becca, Becca around for the day.
Well,
it's not that I'm embarrassed to do it. It's just it's not practical because I really have, like, I try to take her to the farmer's market, and it's just like I already have my hands full. I need
that would have been so great. Yesterday, you could have introduced Hillary Duff to Becca. It would have been perfect.
Well, no, that was a run. I can't take Becca on a run.
Why not? Take her.
I can barely hold my, I can't take Becca on a run with me.
All right, question number three. This one's for Tanya.
Okay.
What is Chandler's middle name?
Oh, I know this. Because they were like, your parents named you Chandler. Is it Eugene?
It is not Eugene. For the steal, Becca. Chandler's middle name and a tie the game.
Oh my gosh. It's like.
I know. It's like, you remember the episode. You remember like what they were they like? Yeah.
Rosita.
No, but it's a girl's name.
It is Muriel.
Muriel?
Muriel is Chandler's middle name. So it is still 1-0, Tanya. Moving on to question number 4. This is for Becca. I want to get the exact wording correctly. Okay. Which pairing, so there are 6 of them, of course, which pair never kissed on the show? This includes same-sex kisses because those happened as well. There is one pair of all, how many pairs would that be? Out of 6 people. I'm not sure how many permutations that would be. One pair never kissed on the show, Becca.
Okay, hold on. I have to go through 6 people, so hold on. Monica and Phoebe?
Nope.
Monica and Phoebe is absolutely right. That is very nice. That is very good.
Wow.
I did not think you were going to get that.
Wait.
What?
Oh, no, that was Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Dang.
Okay, we got it. 1-1. All right, next question. By the way, okay, this is for Tanya.
Yeah.
What did Joey name his Barca Lounger?
What did he name his Barca Lounger?
We already had the name of his stuffed penguin. What was the name of his Barca Lounger?
I'm going to just admit defeat. I do not know.
Okay. Back and forth the lead.
Someone explain what a Barca Lounger
the
is?
Chair, that chair.
It's his reclining chair.
Yeah.
Oh. Lazy boy.
Boy, I thought you'd have this one because you said it earlier in this quiz. Rosita was the name of his Barca Lounger.
That is the most random thing. Because
it was. Because I thought, and I picked these questions ahead of time, and we have to explain to them that I didn't do that because she just mentioned Rosita.
That Rosita was literally out of nowhere.
Interesting.
That's weird.
All right.
I feel like I should get a half a point.
Question number five. This is for Becca. Oh. What caused the fire in Phoebe and Rachel's apartment?
Oh. I just watched it.
I think it was a blow dryer.
It's not a blow dryer.
Okay, so I had to go through it because initially they said it was Phoebe's like incense and candles. But then like Phoebe, because it was her fault, she lived with like Joey and then like they Rachel had got to live with Monica and Chandler, and then they faked the fire department calling her back saying that it was actually Rachel's hair tools. Straightener. It was a straightener.
Rachel's hair straightener is exactly right. That was
very nice.
I
was so close.
She worked it out though.
Because I remember that.
I almost said curling iron, which still wouldn't have won, but I was on the right track.
And then now Tanya has a 2-1 lead, and the next question is for her. So this could put it away right here.
But
Tanya,
we don't even have a...
It's fine. You don't have to do the Fekka thing, I guess.
Oh.
Takes it off the table.
Tanya? And I think you're going to get this one, actually. I just have a feeling. Who pees on Monica's leg when she gets stung by a jellyfish?
God. Joey.
All right. No, that's wrong. Yes. It is not Joey. Chandler is correct. Wow.
No, it was Chandler.
We are tied.
Hold on, because Joey said, oh, that's right. I stepped up. But then he couldn't do it. And then Chandler did it.
That's right. It is 2-2. So I have a tiebreaker question like any good game show host would have.
That was so exciting.
I'm going to have you guys write down your answer to this, all right?
It's my turn.
No, it's tiebreaker.
No, it's tie. You've each answered 3 questions. It is 2-2, and this is the tiebreaker.
But why did it end on Tanya getting... She started and ended.
Because she stole everything.
No, because you went in order the whole time.
Did I mess this up?
Seems as though there was a question missing.
I asked all 6 questions. It's possible I went in the wrong order. Oh, did I go 7 questions? I might have gone 7 questions. Oh, shoot, then I should find an 8th question. To make it fair.
Yeah.
All right, question number 8, because I messed this game up. But here we go. It's the last question for Becca. What was wrong with the couch Ross returned to the store? On this particular site, 85% of players got this right. So you guys should have this one. What was wrong with the couch Ross returned to the store?
The couch was too long.
That is incorrect. Tanya, for the win, what was wrong with the couch?
I remember Rachel told him he had to take it back.
Okay.
That can't be the answer.
No,
Rachel
why?
Didn't like it.
This is an episode called The One Cop.
Because he overpaid for it.
That is incorrect. The couch was returned to the store because it was cut in half.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of recognition from you guys on this one. Okay.
Maybe it wasn't a great question.
I do remember that now.
Okay. I do have a tiebreaker because it is still 2-2. I'll ask you this one, and you can write down your answers.
Okay. Do you have a pen over there?
I have many, many pens.
Here.
Oh, thanks, Ethan.
Thank you.
How many long-stemmed roses did Ross send to Emily?
Oh, I know. Kind of.
Write down your answers, please. Do not blurt them out. Hide your answer from your competitor. This is the tiebreaker for all the marbles. If Tanya wins, she no longer has to bring Fekka out into public with her. If Becca wins,
I feel like I'm going to win.
Maybe less celery juice? I don't know.
8 ounces instead of 16.
This episode was just on, but I was like not paying attention.
You guys should have, you should have played for a veto. You could veto one food on Diet Swap Day.
Oh. Happy to keep doing that.
No.
Well,
yes,
now,
yes,
now,
yes, no.
You think you have the right answer.
So?
Okay, well, that's not fair because you feel like you know the answer to this and Becca feels like she doesn't.
I would let her veto if she wins too.
But she's not going to win. That's the point. She feels not confident.
Okay.
You've written down a number?
Yeah.
Becca, let me see your number first. All right. Becca says the number is 13. All right, Tanya, hold up your card, please. The number is 74. You are both incorrect.
Oh, wait. Is it 75?
72. One for
each day that
I've
known and
loved
Emily.
Very good. All right. I have another tiebreaker.
Wait, I'm closest.
I didn't say closest.
No, it wasn't closest.
This one, however, will be closest. And this one will be for the veto, all right?
Dang.
Fair?
No, I
Why?
Don't want a veto.
You don't
want to
play for
I
a veto?
I want her to eat everything.
You don't want
I need to eat everything because I'm going to be hungry. I can't risk vetoing it.
All right, we're not playing for a veto? All right, we're all familiar with Gunther from Central Perk. Yeah. But there were 236 episodes of Friends total, 236. How many episodes featured Gunther?
There's only 236 episodes of Friends.
That's
it seems
correct.
Small.
Okay, well, there were 236, and Gunther was in how many of them? This is whoever is closest. You also may go over. We're not playing Price is Right rules. It's just simply whoever is closest. I thought the veto was a good idea. Becca does not. Tanya, have you written down your answer?
Yeah.
Becca, have you written down your answer?
Hold on. Yeah.
Tanya, you can go first this time. How many episodes featured Gunther? Tanya says 175. All right. Tanya says 175 of 236. Becca says
181.
Oh my gosh. Wait,
very
that's
close. However, neither of you is close to the actual answer, but whoever's closer, that's what counts here. The actual answer was 148.
Oh.
Therefore, Tanya is your winner.
That celery juice going in the brain. That's crazy that our number were so close.
I know. And I wrote down, I didn't write it down, but my first before I wrote 181 was 176.
That's crazy.
Wow. Next week, it will be Dr. Screen Time Day. He may even be in a plane as we record this show.
Or a car. You don't know how he can get here.
Dr. Screen Time's coming
to town. I love the song so much.
He's a real life guy. He's not dead. He's sharing the empty half of Tanya's bed.
Dr. Screen Time's coming to town.
He'll
see me when I'm sleeping.
That's creepy.
He'll know when I'm awake.
Also creepy. Yeah.
He'll know.
I was going to say something. He'll
if my day's
me.
Been bad or good, because he'll be in my house for goodness sake.
Not bad, Tanya.
Not bad.
Good. That's next week.
I mean,
I also feel like I didn't get to share this, but I really want to talk about the message that I heard this weekend at my church conference, because I feel like it's something that we can really
go ahead. Yeah. What's stopping you?
Oh, well, aren't we over? Isn't the show over?
I mean, I would say we're over, but, you know, we can make time for that.
Okay. Yeah, but it's fresh.
I took notes.
But you have a brightness. You always say that you have an extra brightness the days after your church conference.
Because it was just so timely. He was talking about comments that he got on one of his name's Robert Madu, and he got these comments on like one of his messages that was like on YouTube, you know, and he was like reading the comments, and he was just, and I was like, that's so funny, because that's what we've really been talking about lately, is like just nasty people leaving nasty comments. And the whole message was about like how we're living in an era of like offense. Everybody's offended about something. And like he was saying like how there's even this like vegan group of people that like wants, they're starting like this petition to get rid of these like the animal cruel sayings that are like in the dictionary, like kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, wow.
And like bring home the bacon and stuff like that. Oh, and he was just like, we're just living in this like era where everybody's offended by everything.
It's interesting though, because it is a fine line. Like there's a city in California, I think, that was trying to get rid of phrases like manhole covers.
Right.
Because it implies that only men would be working. And I agree with that. I think we should get rid of stuff like that. We shouldn't call them firemen. They should be firefighters. So it's a fine line. But I understand the animal thing.
Right. And so it was just kind of all about how we have to like not like I almost feel like I need to find the actual message and like put it in our Facebook group so that everybody can like watch it, because it was so, he said it so well that I will not do it justice, but it was all about how like everybody has an opinion and basically that like our miracles are on the other side of these like opinions. So how we have to like not let it affect us. Mm-hmm. We just have to like keep doing our thing. Uh-huh. And it was just so timely and so, so great. And I was just like, this is what I needed to hear right now. So I'm actually going to find it, because they do put these up eventually on like, I don't know where they go, YouTube or something, but I'll find it and I'll post it in the Facebook group so that everybody can watch it and be encouraged, because it was just so freaking fantastic.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, about how like people say, think that like disagreeing equals hate. Like everyone gets super offended if it's like, but people are able to disagree and it not be hateful. Mm-hmm. It's like, I respectfully disagree. Hate is hate when it becomes hateful. But it's not, I think people have misconstrued disagreeing or having a different opinion as hate, because people can't have a respectful conversation with each other.
It's fascinating on Facebook, if somebody posts something that's pro or anti our current president, and it's amazing how the first couple are kind of respectful and kind of nice, and four, five later, F you piece uh-huh. of ass, and it's crazy uh-huh. how bad it gets so fast with people that are supposed to be your friends.
He said, whenever you get offended, pray don't post, which I found to be like so good. And then my vantage point doesn't validate me. It's just how I see it. It's like we all think that the way we see something is like the end all be all, but it's like, no, that's just the way I see it. Mm. It's not the way you see it. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I always am, I'm like fascinated, because I think like people disagreeing with like for instance, gay marriage, it's like if they disagree with it and can still be respectful and loving, but it's like something they disagree with as like a religious thing or whatever. I just don't think that that's hateful. I think it's just like disagreeing. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's, if that's what they believe, then
yeah.
If they can be loving and still be respectful, if it's like a thing that they have with religion, then I don't think it's hate.
And it's interesting, because he did bring up how like, you know, there's obviously, you hear about these priests that have like molested children, and like there's a lot of dark things that happen in like the area of like faith, mm-hmm. you know, that are not good. Right. And he was saying, he was like, never project the nature of man to the character of God, because it's like people see like, oh, well, this priest molested this kid, so therefore like Catholic people are horrible. And it's like, no, don't project what this one man did to like the nature of God. That's just one man.
Right. I don't think they're putting it on God.
No, people do. They're like, well, I want to follow this faith, this religion, because, you know, this priest did this or this person said this.
There's many religions to follow. I mean, I understand people wanting to leave Catholicism because of what a mess that church is, and maybe follow a different path. That makes sense, right?
Well, yeah, but what he's saying is, like, don't project, like, and a lot of people get this too, like, they expect Christians to be, like, perfect. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. And you shouldn't like be like, oh, well, Christians are horrible because, and it kind of is coming into to society because of all this stuff that's going on The Bachelorette with Luke P, and how mm-hmm. he like has been like bringing up his faith, and people are like, oh, like he's giving Christians a bad name. And it's like, well, no, he's not. Like, you don't project how I feel about God on like the actions of this one man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Bachelorette contestant.
Totally. You know what I mean? But it's true. Like, people are. It's mm-hmm. just like,
it sparked a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
But it's true. But it also is like, if that's the only idea that someone has of what a Christian looks like, it's tough, you know?
Yeah.
I have a whole opinion on that whole thing, but that will be another time, another place.
It was just so good. And he speaks with so much conviction and like so much passion. And I was just so fired up from it.
You always are. Those church conferences really get you going.
They really get me going. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's actually a mate that I've heard him speak before. He's awesome.
He's amazing.
We had him in here, didn't we?
No. Robert Madu?
Oh, I thought your pastor Chad came Page. Into the morning show.
No, not. This is a different one, because they like bring in different pastors.
Oh, I see.
Robert Madu, he married a white woman. And
he's not a white man.
He is not a white man. And he told this story about how this pastor that he like really respected, when he was about to propose, told him that it would limit his ministry if he married a white woman. Mm-hmm. And he was like, every time a crazy door opens up in my life, like a crazy good door opens up in my life, I think back to that man saying like those words to me, you know, because it's so not true. And just everything that he preaches about and everything that he's experienced in his life is just like so good. And like, I don't know, I'm just really having a moment right now.
You clearly are.
Yeah.
For 24, 36 hours later, you're still well within the moment.
Still well in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we have nothing to tease for next week. We already got it out of the way right now.
No, next week we have... Oh, no, we're not doing that yet either. I'm saying the diet switch.
Nope, no diet switch yet. No doctor screen time. But...
Are you going to poop in front of him?
Okay.
You know what's actually funny? I was thinking, like, should I take my anti-dandruff shampoo out of my... shower? Is that like embarrassing?
Oh, these are really good questions.
Is that embarrassing to have ant? Because I use it on my back for my back knee. I don't use it in my hair.
Well, you should just tell him that. Just wanted to clear it up. It's not for my hair, just for my back
just
knee.
Just for my back knee.
But would he judge you for dandruff shampoo? I feel like that's not bad. If you had some sort of STD medication that would affect
that.
Him... antifungal cream, that might be fine. Everybody's got their issues.
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
I don't think the shampoo, I think it's fine.
Do me
think?
A favor. Go through your house today and think of everything that you might have second thoughts about leaving open for him to see.
I've already done that. I already have them all for you.
You have a list for me?
Well, in my head.
Yeah, let's write that down. Okay. Let's get that down.
Is the Squatty Potty stain?
That's already in the trash. I already threw it away.
You threw it away? I want that.
My squat, it's already gone. It's in the garbage.
Oh my God, why?
It's not hot. It's not hot. I can't have a Squatty Potty. No, because there's other things you can put your feet on. Like I put my feet on my shower now. Like I just put my feet up on like, because you just need the height.
But if you had it in your guest room, I think you could say, oh, I got it for free. It's kind of funny. Right? Couldn't you? No?
Nope. She gone.
I would know. If that were me and I were in her situation, I'd be like, you know, just in case you're having a hard time, I'd laugh about it. That'd be so funny.
I think he would immediately picture you defecating, and that's not a great way to start.
Exactly.
No, but she acted like it was for him.
It's gone. It's already gone.
I'm upset that you didn't offer it to me.
I'm so sorry.
What else is on the list?
Threw it away. Didn't even put it in the closet. It's just
well,
gone.
It was a gradual, and it wasn't just because he's coming into town, but I'd moved it into my guest bathroom originally for like a long time. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I don't need this anymore. I'm an adult and I can poop with my feet on the shower.
You literally said the phrase, I graduated. Like, you acted like you had moved up.
I was thinking of stuff in my fridge that I need to like, I think I need to like put more in my fridge.
Like what?
Just like food.
He's like super healthy though, right?
Yeah, he's pretty healthy, but like
breadcrumbs. I'm just saying, it's a breadcrumb. Careful.
Is it?
Careful with your breadcrumbs. Just because if they have suspicions, that will confirm suspicions.
I mean, there could be so many guys that are healthy.
True. I already got his, he mentioned he has a favorite cereal and I already got it. Put it in the cupboard.
Can we know what it is? Because I don't think that's a breadcrumb.
You know, never know. I'm not going to say what it is.
Is it sugary?
Yeah.
Or is it healthy?
It's like Fruity Pebbles.
It's like not. It's not that,
Shoot!
But yeah.
Frosted
yeah.
Flakes?
No.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
Captain Crunch?
No.
Cocoa
Reese's
Puffs?
Reese's Pieces?
No.
Cocoa Pebbles?
No, no more. No more guesses.
I think we should all guess till we get
yeah,
it right.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Why? It's funny.
Because in my head,
cookie,
I might have
cookie
said
crisp.
It.
Cocoa Pebbles.
No.
Blueberry. Count Chocula.
No. Apple Jacks.
Oh, Cap.
No, but Apple Jacks are so good.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Beyond good.
Forgot about those.
I was so afraid of what you
Frosted
were going to say.
Frosted Honey Wheats?
No, and we're not guessing anymore, but you none what? Of you have guessed it.
Oreo so. O's,
no.
My personal favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Why won't you let us guess?
Because I don't know if he's like, I don't know.
You've told us a million things about him that are much more like indicative.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you've not here, but like you have left things that are not.
Well, those were unintentional.
This is unintentional. We're
yeah,
guessing.
He's never mentioned this.
But I don't know. I don't know if he has or not.
Tricks.
Tricks are for kids.
No, it's not Tricks. And we're done.
Loops.
We're done guessing.
Fruit Loops.
No.
It's got to be Fruit Loops.
I'm not even going to respond anymore. We're done.
Bobby Fruit Loops.
Oh, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Moving on.
Fruit Loops confirmed.
Cookie Crisp.
Moving on. Moving on.
Quicks.
Moving on.
All right. We need to end this show. It's been a long one.
But a good one.
I think
so. I can't believe we named all those and not one of them was the right.
I know. It's actually embarrassing.
No, none of us said the right answer?
No, but we're done playing the game. But I will tell you eventually.
Can I have one more guess?
Nope.
Please?
Nope.
Please?
Raisin bran.
Ew, no.
It's sugary.
Sugary.
That's the opposite.
People have different definitions of sugary.
I'm done. You're not. We're not. We're done. Can I ask you a question about your significant other?
Sure.
Life.
Oh, let's ask Becca something about her significant
other. Well, is there a favorite cereal we should know about?
Fruity Pebbles.
There. See, how hard was that?
Ask her something different. Not so fun when it's on you now, is it?
I'm fine.
She seems fine. Yeah, she's not freaking out. All right, fine, Tanya. Lame.
Yeah, it has it broken. She has her nose in the air all snooty.
Sitting on Mount Pius with that cereal.
With no squatty potty.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm bummed. Time of death, 12:59. You're so smug.
What?
You're so smug.